The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June.
Francis Albert.
I said that's life.
Here we go, baby.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around.
All right, come on here.
I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing, each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. You know what? That's exactly right. Mr. Sinatra giving you some good advice there. Don't let him get you down. I just am in awe, jaw-dropping. I think Senator Johnson said that best. It's jaw-dropping what Biden to do this speech and to talk about Afghanistan. By the way, remembering and looking down and checking out Louisiana and Mississippi and Ida and the power failures, and hopefully all is well down there. We'll keep you abreast of all of it, but goodness gracious, watching the president step out, I keep hoping there would be humility that I saw in Joe Biden when I was a Democrat all those years ago down in Washington. And I would see Biden down there. And, yeah, that was how long ago it was. And he was always a nice guy. And, he had the tragedy with his first family, and he would go back and forth and take care of the boys. And I thought, oh, this is a nice guy. And he seemed like such a decent, nice guy, Joe Biden did, you know. So I thought when they're hiding him in the basement, he's going to be the president. I said, well, you know, how bad could it be? Okay, here we go. But my goodness gracious, this is far worse than I ever thought. Far worse. Because now Biden is being run by Bernie Sanders, the squad, the very, very regressive, very, very socialist left. You know, Pelosi is all there for power, and Schumer for power. It's all of that. It has nothing to do with the United States of America. Now, stay with me here because it sounds conspiratorial, and I say this out of ignorance and out of innocence. Is there a concerted effort to take down the country? And I'm just telling you that and asking you that. And like Paula touched on it, why would you? And again, I understand how nuts this sounds. Do you know what I'm telling you? And I could be so wrong, but I objectively put forth, and maybe you could help me with a phone call. How do you leave weapons like we left there? Why would you? What you're in charge there, and you're like, let's say you're me or you, and we're just like regular citizens, and someone comes in and says, you know what, we're gonna try to get out of Afghanistan. Okay, how are you gonna do it? Well, we're gonna hand over the airport to the terrorists, and we're gonna go out of that airport that the terrorists are running. All right, but sir, yes, the terrorists said we could have Kabul in the airport. They've offered that for us. No, let them run it. Listen to this. This is the quote-unquote Biden administration. Okay. Well, let's do that. Well, what about Bagram Airfield? No, well, that isn't that military owned? Isn't that secured? Yeah. Well, why don't we use that? Because we're going to go to Kabul and we're going to come out, go to the Karzai Airport because the Taliban is running it. Okay. Well, what about all the weapons, sir? What about all the weapons, state-of-the-art, billions of dollars of taxpayer money where taxpayers like Joe Piscopo on the radio looks at the letters that come in from the IRS, that come in from the Treasury, from the state of New Jersey, but more so from the IRS and seeing how much he has to pay, how hard he's working, and the government insists that you give them your hard-earned money so they could buy weapons and then what? Leave them in Afghanistan. That's okay. Yeah, we'll do that. Who does this unless, and stay with me, and I know I sound nuts, but I'm so frustrated. Help me out, please. Who does this except somebody who gets a call from China and President Xi says, and this is the President Xi, the way he sounds. This is not a derogatory impression. Oh, hey, Joe, you leave everything now. You leave everything. Oh, yeah. Everything stay in Afghanistan. You just walk away. You walk away. No, I stay with me. It's like Xi calls Biden and talks to him and says, hey, do what I'm telling you. And it's everything that goes up against the country Biden has done. It's like we have an enemy in the White House. It's like we have someone who's trying to destroy the country. Can't we? Where's the? I know that they're saying a lot of some senators got together and said we've got to impeach Joe Biden. Well, start something. Do something. Because you got, I don't know. I'm trying to hold on to the midterms, and I don't know if the country could last that long. I'm telling you right now. And then what? And Lou Dobbs, our friend who came on the show, he said we should have a special election. Start that. Problem is, you know what? We don't have the House. And so help me God, if we take the House back, we meaning Americans, not has nothing to do with the Republicans. If we, the people, take back the House. Because right now it's run by, in my opinion, anti-American forces. I'm sorry for being so dramatic. Explain to me why I'm wrong, okay? Explain to me, Joe, you sound nuts, and here's why. Because I'll listen. I really will. But right now, it looks like every move that is being made for the United States of America coming out of this administration is anti-American. And you knew that, and I felt that, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm telling you, I'm giving you that caveat, all right? But I always felt the Obamas hated America. I just felt that. I don't know, was it me? Was it me? And I'm not so much Barack as Michelle hated white people, hated America. And I understand that. And you know, okay, got it. You're just a miserable person and you hate everybody. Great, got it. Because we elected a black president and that's why we're racist. Oh my God. So now, if those people, the retreads from that horrible failure of administration, the Barack Obama administration, are now running everything, it feels like they really do want to take the country down. I have no other explanation. I'm supposed to be the translator here. I'm trying to tell you what the reason is. After watching the speech last night, I got nothing. I got nothing except they want to just destroy us. That's the only thing. He wants to take us down, and they want to put... I guess China, is he bought and sold by Russia, by China? The president, I mean, this guy Biden. What? And why don't we find out? And why is there no news organization that runs down this Hunter Biden story? Because I think Joe Biden's compromised. Nope. And if he's not mentally fit, then he's going to go up against everything that's good for America because he's compromised and he doesn't want to be revealed that he's taken bribes for 47 years from the Chinese and the Russians. And this is just conjecture. This is not fact that I'm spewing on the radio. And it's not hate. It's absolute bewilderment. How in the name of God Almighty did we get here? And we showed up to vote? Not enough. Not enough. They went in, they fixed here and there. And the only end game, which is hysterical to me, is these clowns that are running the show now. You know what? They're going to be the first to go. You think, so, you know, the Chinese troops come in little by little. They start taking over America, right? The Islamic fundamentalists take over all of the Middle East. You know, we've just handed them a gigantic country. And these are terrorists who hate Americans and hate any other religion except their own. And they're fighting amongst themselves. And then before you know it, who's the first to go? These useful idiots that are ruining America now. I may be melodramatic, and I don't mean to be. I'm just so hurt and confused by the stupidity of this administration, by watching Blinken, literally Blinken like a deer in headlights. He has no idea what he's done. Who's this guy, Jake Sullivan? He's a national security advisor. Who is this guy? They have no idea what they're doing. This guy, Milley, who are these generals? We just handed over all these weapons. Where's the press? It should be every story. This guy looks at his watch while a dead soldier is being brought off of a plane. He looks at his watch for whatever reason it is. If he just had a mental lapse every time the 13 military members came off of the back of that plane, he had I have to look at my watch. Was it a quirk? Can we have an explanation? You know, and Jackie Heinrich from Fox asked Jen Psaki yesterday, if you saw, why did he look at his watch? No, he cares very much. Well, follow up with a question saying, but why did he look at his watch? Because that was an egregious assault on the decency and dignity of those soldiers who died in the line of duty. Oh, someone's got to step up. This has gone way over the top now. This is over the top now, and it may be time to at least put forth if and when we take the House in about a year or so, year and a half or so, whatever it is, you when we go in, you've got to be so aggressive. You've got to impeach everybody. You've got to call for a special election. Do you see what Pelosi did to Donald Trump? It was never ending. The assault was constant. And you know what it caused? It caused the virus to be unleashed among the world. That's exactly right. And now the enemy is within. The enemy is within the White House. And I blame Pelosi, and I blame Schumer, and I blame Adam Schiff, and I blame Jerry Nadler, and I blame all of these Democrats that just cared about their power and their control. And that's exactly what Piscopo, what does he know? You know what? I know what the people feel, I think, because I'm one of them. That's all I am. I'm no elitist. I'm no Yale, Harvard guy. I understand the people, and I'm seeing it. And I'm seeing it's common sense how you're trying to take the country down and giving it away. It's a very tenuous time, especially when you have someone as demented as this guy in the White House. It is time that we really step up. Let me go to Paula on the phones, if I may. Hi, Paula. Thanks for calling this morning. What are you thinking?
Good morning. I'm thinking that, to put it in a nutshell, is that what is going on is that we are undergoing a nation building, just like what happened in other countries that are, from the past history, were totalitarian. They had to undergo nation building and change everyone's attitude and feelings towards their totalitarian government. So take a look. We've already penetrated our educational system, the next generation, trying to change the values of our next generation towards each other. Yeah. We, in other words, anti Martin Luther King. Anti-religion. The Democratic Party, unfortunately, is no longer at the traditional Democratic Party. It's been totally changed by people in there that are for people who are like the Taliban. Also the borders. We used to guard our borders. We used to vet people who were coming in so that we wouldn't be afraid in our homes.
I got you.
Of people, you know, possibly having guns to terrorize us. Okay, but what's going on? It's going on in the streets. They're liberating criminals. The judges are liberating criminals. You're this right. is all nation building, but it's not for. It's not pro American. It's not pro Ten Commandments. Yeah. It's not, and it's going to end up just like history has warned us.
I got you, Paula. Thank you. I understand what you're saying, and I hear your frustration, and thank you. The end game is what? I mean, that's my problem is, what happens? They take over, and they're bringing people in for votes. They're bringing the Afghans in for votes. They're bringing the illegal aliens in for votes. You know that. And they're bringing everybody into the country for votes for themselves, for power and control. And your point is this, and it's a great point that you make. Once they're in power and once they take down the country, and I know we sound like a bunch of wackos, right? They think we're a bunch of wackos. No, I see it clear as day. They're trying to take over the country. But the problem, what's going to happen is the powers that be will take these useful idiots and lock them up, including the press, including the free press, quote unquote free press. That's exactly what will happen. So they think like, oh, we got this. We got this. Okay. We're changing the country. Now you can change the country and you're going to do yourself in the interim. We got to stay a fight. We can, and it's our job to save the America. And I know, Paula, I hear you. You're frustrated. It's our job to save America. And in the name of God Almighty, we are going to continue the fight. And if they think that we're going to go down, and this is a peaceful statement, but if they think we're going to go down, they've got it all wrong. And I'm saying peacefully. David Bossie is going to join us. And if you could hold the calls, I will go there. I like when you call because you make me feel like I'm not nuts. Because I'm watching this whole country unfold and it fall in complete disarray. I never thought it would be this bad under Biden. I never thought, you know, and it's worse than I ever thought it would be. And now he's putting terrorists in charge. Now we're running scared from terrorists. Now we, the United States of America, have kowtowed and bowed down to terrorist organizations. Because of Joe Biden, because of all the people running, because of Ron Klain, Susan Rice. And they may want that to be. But I warn them. I warn those people, those enemies of the state that are running the United States government at this point. If you keep this up, you're the useful idiot, and you will be the first taken out by whatever entity comes in and tries to take over, like Communist China, for example. Just hold the calls, because it's vital that we hear your voice. Right now, it's Debbie on the roads. It's a crazy morning, Deb, but we'll get there. Watch the rain. Watch the craziness out there on the road weather-wise, all right? Please be careful. Debbie's checking out traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe. Yeah, be careful, everybody traveling, especially with this rain coming in. The Hutch northbound at Mamaroneck Avenue. Watch out for an accident. Injuries involved with that one. One lane is blocked. Deegan northbound at the Cross Bronx. It's an accident as well. The BQE tough in both directions through Atlantic Avenue. And that's all due to that new construction zone over on the BQE. So prepare for delays there. And 15 north at Route 80 in Wharton. It's a collision being cleared. Rain today, high of 74. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The End. Answer.
Sponsored by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get DUI.
Please. Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Route 22 Toyota. Hey, I love Route 22 Toyota because everybody goes there. And I'm in the Toyota with Captain Frank, and we're in the middle of Wisconsin, and we're driving around, right? And I'm in the Toyota and loving it, saying this car is great. And I just rested before the show. I was going from Oshkosh to Kenosha, you know, and my buddy Captain Frank, and he's telling me about Alex Kinsella in the trip, you know. I said, Frank, can I rest a little bit? He's going, let me tell you about Alex. He gave me a great deal. The whole team, everybody over there. He's telling me how great Route 22 Toyota is. But I hear it all the time. And it's time for you to go over there to Route 22 Toyota. State-of-the-art service center. You know, by the way, the showroom is spectacular. You won't have to deal with dummies. In the meantime, here's the number, 855-621-9949. It's 855-621-9949. Schedule a test drive. Route 22 Toyota will get you driving a brand-new Toyota like Captain Frank with 0% interest or zero down leases. That, my friend, is a smart way to buy. No dummies, all right? Route 22 Toyota. It's right there, by the way, on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
I'm Connell McShane. This is the Fox Business Report. Walmart is hiring 20,000 workers for the holiday season. The positions are full and part-time. The openings are in the company's supply chain division, which means workers are being hired for distribution centers, fulfillment centers, and transportation offices. The average wage will be over $20 an hour. Philips will be repairing and replacing millions of respiratory devices in the U.S. and other countries starting this month. The machines were recalled in June because a foam part could degrade and become toxic. The FDA has approved the fix for the machines. Americans are hoarding toilet paper again, though Procter & Gamble tells the Wall Street Journal it has increased production, so you're not likely to see completely empty shelves like early in the pandemic. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
This Labor Day is the perfect time to buy an UNTUCKit shirt. Save 25% on every style we sell during the annual Labor Day sale going on now. UNTUCKit shirts are designed to be worn untucked so you can look sharp even at your most casual. Whether you're going back to the office, working from home, or have no idea, find shirts that look great at work and on the weekend. They're all 25% off of the Labor Day event happening now. So if you haven't experienced the perfect fitting shirt, don't miss 25% off site-wide and store-wide at UNTUCKit. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
A very special guest is Congressman Peter King from New York's 2nd Congressional District. 237 represents the security in the Brentwood School District. Mm-hmm. We know about MS-13. We've been hearing about them for quite some time, and I want to commend you for bringing the attention to this gang violence and also doing something about it.
MS-13 yes. is particularly brutal. There's been a total of 17 murders on Long Island in 14, 15 months. This is just killing for the sake of killing. And the irony is, though, or the most tragic part of it is they target other immigrants. And I would say every person who has been killed by MS-13 is either an immigrant young person themselves or a son or daughter of immigrants. So it's their own community that they're terrorizing. It's absolutely horrific.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd at a new time, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 and again at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Joe on the radio. How are you? I want to tell you about Broadway House for Continuing Care. You know, they were recently named one of New Jersey's best nursing homes by NJBiz. Plus, they consistently earn 5-star ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the national organization's highest rating. But while awards are great, they measure success in the restored health of their residents. Those living with HIV, AIDS, or recovering from acute illnesses or injuries. For more information, please go to BroadwayHouse.org. Now, I've been there, and we give a shout out to Jimmy Blue Eyes. To James Gonzalez over there doing a great job in the great city of Newark, New Jersey. But now we want you to support this great cause, the Broadway House for Continuing Care. They have this great charity golf classic, and that is at Top Golf in Edison on September 26th. It's a Sunday. You can play golf and get instruction, by the way, from a coach. How cool is that? Great food, and plus you'll help to fund life-changing medical care and extensive social services to restore the health and lives of our residents. I've seen this firsthand. I've met the residents firsthand. I've seen that there aren't other medical facilities that will take these folks with HIV, with AIDS, some who just can't afford to go anywhere else. Broadway House steps up. Please help out Broadway House and have a great time on September 26th, okay, with this golf classic from Broadway House. BroadwayHouse.org. Will you check that out, please? Would you do that? All right. BroadwayHouse.org.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, David Bossie is a friend of the show, former deputy campaign manager for Trump 2016, New York Times bestselling author, president of Citizens United. Hey, David, welcome back to the show, brother. Great to have you with us.
Good morning. Great to be back. Just what a terrible time for America.
You know, David, help me out. I'm always positive, and everybody knows, and that's our mantra on the show, taking the high road. After that speech last night,
My jaw dropped. I looked and I said, wow, we are really, really in danger of losing the republic, my friend. Give us your thoughts, if you would, David.
You know, I'm with you, Joe. I try to look at, you know, even if we got problems, how do we solve it, right? What's the solutions? Right. How do we go forward together? I don't know how America, you know, survives 3.5 more years of this incompetence, ineptitude, and really, more importantly, this left-wing socialist agenda they have. They're pivoting. They're going to pivot today back from killing our men and women in uniform over in Afghanistan to a $3.5 trillion budget for their list, their left-wing wish list, like nothing even happened. Their hubris is shocking. But we look, this is a time for America. This is what we do well. We rise up and we band together. And I think that that's what's really required here. I think the American people, you know, look, they rejected some of them who voted for Trump in 16, did not vote for him again in 2020. That's one of the reasons why he lost. They ran, the Biden campaign ran a referendum campaign. Let's make it about Trump and not about me. And the media was complicit in that. They didn't ask any tough questions. They didn't do their jobs. And so now we're 7 months into this, and the media is sitting there saying, oh, wait a minute, this guy may not be up for the job. And we're saying, you know, we ask these tough questions during the important period when the American people get to make a choice. Now, this is where the tough stuff comes. You know, politically, we have to just stop them at every turn. You look at the last 7 months, a Biden created border crisis, an inflation crisis, a violent crime crisis, an Afghanistan crisis, all of which, every single one of which, created by Joe Biden's own policies and decisions. None of those. Look, a lot of presidents, they get handed things. They inherit problems. Not obviously Afghanistan's been going on 20 years, but this how they did this was 100% Joe Biden. Had nothing to do with Donald Trump. He wants to try to blame the previous president. It just, the American people don't buy it. So we have a lot of problems, Joe, and I'm looking forward to trying to get past this. But those 13 families at Dover Air Force Base, when they were bringing back the bodies of our fallen, that just doesn't happen when those families come after the president of the United States like that. And for the president of the United States to look at his watch routinely to show that disrespect, it doesn't happen in America. It doesn't. The American president, whoever it is, whose ever name is on the door, is the consoler in chief at that moment in time. And these parents, these broken families, were devastated by his actions, not just by their own son or daughter being killed, but by the commander in chief just showing such callous disregard.
What was that? I mean, why would you look at your watch and then no one, but David, help me out. No one presses. We've never got an answer.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine? She get one question on it. She got one that I saw. And she bypasses it because I'm Jen Psaki. I'm trying to put that to bed. Like, I want to answer it. Like, hey, he wanted to mark the time that each body came back to America.
Something.
Lie. Come up with some lie and stick to it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
But what did she do? She blows off the question like it doesn't happen. And then not one reporter in the room follows up. Not one follows up with a, hey, you didn't answer the watch question, which, by the way, every American is talking about. Like,
that's right.
That's exactly what is right. that? That's like the thing that people are talking about. People talk, and the American people want answers and deserve answers. And this is crazy how we have a press corps that's so derelict in their duty.
They really are derelict. And let's fall asleep while we talk to the Israeli prime minister.
Oh,
nobody said that was the best. I mean, you got to laugh. I mean, he's sitting there.
there. And I said, and this guy, Naftali's trying. He's trying to like talk
the
to
drugs
him and
compliment
him. And Biden dozes off. My brother,
they got to figure out a little better cocktail for him, because whatever the medical cocktail, isn't quite working.
And this while we're on it, David, he goes. Well, and then he wakes up and he goes, well, really, you have to credit Obama. Obama left Benjamin Netanyahu downstairs while he went up to the residence. I'll never forget that. Disrespected Obama. Obama disrespected Netanyahu. Obama couldn't stand Israel. They were, in my opinion, anti-Israel.
Oh. Yeah, 100% right. Do you remember the photograph of Bibi Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, standing outside the back door of the White House near the trash? There were trash bags on the ground. And it was an iconic photo at the moment, because it basically showed you exactly what the Obama administration's position was on Israel.
Right. That's exactly okay? right.
And let's not forget that. And Joe Biden, he can try to reinvent, you know, history all he wants. But we all know where they were at the time. Only President Trump stood with Israel and for Israel 100% of the time. And so we have a long way to go. Of all the problems that America is facing, we have to just, it's unfortunate. And we're going, and obviously we got the mask mandate problem. We got all sorts of problems, all created by Joe Biden. And we're only 7 months into this debacle. That's the problem.
Joe,
I don't know. So I look at it this way and I say, the American people have the opportunity to fix this at the ballot box. And what I mean by that is, in the midterm election, okay, in 14 short months, it's not that long. We still have a long way to go. It's twice as long as we've only been through. We've only been through 7 months. We've got 14 more to go. But in 14 short months, we are going to be able to vote in the midterms and elect men and women to the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C., and in the United States Senate that will, I believe, get this country back on the right path and set it for the future. And if we can shorten this disastrous presidency from 4 years to 2 years and reject, you know, their socialist agenda, number one, first and foremost. And number two is, I want an impeachment inquiry overnight.
Absolutely.
They impeached President Trump on a phone call. Let's not forget what they did. They didn't have hearings. They didn't have testimony. They didn't have any of this. They went right to an impeachment and they voted. That was the second one. On the first one, they had a sham. And by the way, you know, let's just talk about two lieutenant colonels for a minute. One is a lieutenant colonel that illegally leaks information on the president's phone call. One's a lieutenant colonel who is lifted up and foisted on their shoulders by the left as a hero of America because he's trying to destroy President Trump. And he can't be fired. He not only doesn't get fired, but he's a hero and gets a book deal. Okay. Yeah. Then there's a lieutenant colonel last week who is the only member of the United States military to stand up and ask for accountability for our dead men and women in Afghanistan, and they fire him. They fire a 17-year combat-hardened commander of the Marine Corps because he asks for accountability for his men and women, the Marines that he felt like were part of his family, and he all he asked for was accountability. And they can't have that. They fire him.
Now they're investigating him to his mental health. They're going to go and say maybe he had some mental issues. Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller. That's exactly right. Hey, David, great conversation.
Smear a person. Joe, let's just be honest. That's ugly smear. That's all that is, right?
The meanness. The meanness of this administration, whoever's running it, the meanness. I will let you, yeah. David, we'll let you go, but people keep saying to me, it's Obama, it's Obama, it's Obama. As I saw the Obama fiasco that was the administration and the fail that it was for 8 years, but I don't think Barack has the, respectfully, by the way, that he has the ambition. He just seemed to not have, who's running this? Who's, is it, who, I mean, I know it's Ron Klain, I know it's Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett, but who's the real power behind it? We can't help. The only solution we're coming to at this point today, as we speak, David Bossie, is President Xi in Beijing, for crying out loud. Who in the United States is running this, do you think, sir?
It's a scary thought. It is a scary thought. Look, the one thing about Obama is he at least, no matter how radical his administration was, no matter how much they did that we didn't agree with,
yeah,
they were fundamentally competent, right? Like, we didn't agree with their competency. We didn't want them to be competent, but they were, okay? At least you had that to sleep well at night. Today, you have a bungling, you have a literally a circus act, like a three-ring circus with somebody balancing some plates over here, right? And the bearded lady, it's just, it's insanity what's happening inside that building. And there's no adult supervision. That's your point. We don't know who's running it. And I'll be honest with you. The American people elect leaders. We have accountability. And that's why if we can win back the House and Senate in the midterms, there'll be a check and balance. We will go back to that check and balance that's so important in America.
I hope so, sir. David Bossie, great chat, man. Thanks so much for joining us. Great to catch up with you,
Thanks, my friend.
Check out the books. Check out this is a New York Times bestselling author, David Bossie. Thank you, David, president of Citizens United. Hey, Joe on the radio, 740. I see the phone calls. We will go to the calls. It's 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. Stay fired up. Stay fired up. You know, I find despair this morning, and I'm frustrated like you are, but we will get there. By the grace of God, we will get there. Right now, let's go to the news with Big Al on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
72 degrees at 741. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Manhattan District Attorney is charging two people with selling fake COVID-19 vaccination cards via social media. Both Jasmine Clifford of New Jersey and Nadaza Barkley of Long Island are accused in the scheme that centers on Clifford's Instagram account named Anti-Vax Mama. The pair allegedly sold some 250 black market vaccine ID cards to healthcare workers and then enter the information into the Excelsior Pass state database. DA Cy Vance says social media platforms need to step up and take action to prevent fraud like this. Flooding is a concern across the New York City area, where the ground is already saturated from torrential rain a week and a half ago. Forecasters say today into tomorrow, Tropical Depression Ida could bring up to 5 inches of rain for parts of New Jersey, New York City, Long Island, and the Hudson Valley. Flash flood watches are in effect. Tornadoes and power outages are possible. Rivers in New Jersey like the Passaic and Raritan are already high, and several communities like Helmeta in Middlesex County, New Jersey, are still recovering from flooding in homes from Tropical Storm Henri. In sports, the Yankees lost their fourth straight, second in a row to the Angels 6-4. Meanwhile, the Mets swept their doubleheader with the Marlins 6-5 in the first game, 3-1 in the nightcap. Today's game between the Mets and the Marlins has been postponed due to that rain. The game will be made up on Tuesday, September 28th, as part of a single admission doubleheader. This sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. The Hutch northbound at Mamaroneck Avenue. An accident just about cleared here over in Mamaroneck. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic as you head to 684 southbound, getting down through Croton Falls. Traffic is building for you southbound Thruway, heading down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound George Washington Bridge, that's 10 minutes in. Lincoln 5, Holland 15. Expect delays on 80 east up exit 19 at Alamuchi with an accident cleared. And over at the Gothels Bridge, that ramp to the New Jersey Turnpike, a collision. Garden State Parkway North at 140, a crash being cleared. Very busy this morning on the eastbound BQE, getting up toward Atlantic Avenue out through the construction zone. The westbound side of the BQE also moving slowly, getting down toward the Brooklyn Bridge with that new traffic pattern. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride to the Deegan northbound at the Cross Bronx, a collision being cleared. Looks like we'll see rain today with a high of 74. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, thanks, Deb. Here's Relief Factor's number, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. You got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain,
knee pain, all of the above? Hello. I suggest you order Relief Factor's three-week quick start, discounted at only $19.95. You come home from a long day of work, right? Something always acts up. You're out there. You can't be as active as you want to be. Then give Relief Factor a shot to see if they can cure your pain. I think they can. It's almost a dollar a day, and that can, you can wake up tomorrow with no pain. How cool would that be, right? And by the way, the way to find out is you only spend $19.95 still. It's only $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You check it out. Give yourself 3 weeks. For me, worked in 5 days, out of pain in 5 days. Don't you want to see if we can get you out of pain? $19.95. ReliefFactor.com. Go to ReliefFactor.com right now. Don't wait. This morning you want to do it. You can say bye-bye to pain. Hello to relief with Relief Factor. And you could do it today. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer, Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, remember when we were in our teens, right? We thought we were invincible. Well, the same rationale applies to adults, too. You know, when we're healthy, we think we don't need a power of attorney or healthcare proxy. We think we can worry about that. When we're older or become sick, nothing could be further than the truth. The fact is, if something happens, you might not be able to designate a power of attorney or healthcare proxy. What happens then? Well, the state or the courts may have to make those choices for you. Please, that's the last thing you want. It's essential to create a power of attorney and healthcare proxy as soon as you can. You know, when you're healthy, right? And that's why I suggest you call Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law. They know what they're talking about. They've been doing this for 30 years. They'll help you make a plan that protects you best. You'll designate who you want to make decisions for you. I did it, and I think you should do it. Now, call for a free in-person initial consultation with a lawyer. Call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Offices are in Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, and Staten Island, but get that free in-person initial consultation with a lawyer at Connors & Sullivan, 718-238-6500 or connorsandsullivan.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
The Ben Shapiro Show, today at 4 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, what a morning, my goodness gracious. It's a happy September, by the way, September 1st, already rolling into Labor Day. Let me go to Carl, he's been holding for a while. I apologize for that, Carl. What are you thinking this morning, my friend?
That's all right, Joe. You know, everyone's talking about the midterm elections, but you have to remember, I think if there's one case of COVID by the time the midterms come along, there won't be no in-person voting. They'll try to do something to have this stupid mail-in voting again, and you know what happened with that.
Yeah,
you know, that's what I'm concerned about.
Yeah, go ahead, Carl. Okay.
And I don't know if I heard something about Nancy Pelosi wouldn't allow the names of the soldiers to be read off.
That is correct, yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, I'm double checking because I can't imagine, but apparently that is true, Carl.
Oh, God.
Can you believe this one? Do you believe this? They have a big service, and our hearts go out to the family of Officer Sicknick, you know, a Jersey guy originally. And Carl, thank you. We'll dig into that right now. We'll dig into that right now. But, you know, they had the Capitol Police, you know, and not one person was, thank God, they weren't really
killed like Ashley Babbitt was during this that January 6th thing. But now you have 13 military members because of Joe Biden's incompetence, because of the incompetence of this administration. There was a military fail because of the generals. It was a fail. It was just the way they missed all the red flags on the sneak attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941. That this is Benghazi all over again right here. And nothing. And not an apology. Not an apology. The snarkiness. That's what is upsetting me. The distance of and the lack of heart. And I was fooled by this Biden guy. He's everything my friends have been telling me. He's just a lifer with no heart, a heartless person. And I think, and I'm going to go further here, and this is conjecture. This ain't Salem. This is just me thinking. It's so bad. It's the every move that this administration has made has been such an abject fail that I can't help but think it's a concerted effort to take down the country, and that maybe this guy is bought and sold and is compromised by communist China. Look into it. Why can't we find out what money did Hunter take? When I see Tucker Carlson talk to this guy, Lieutenant Bobulinski, remember that? What happened there? They said Joe Biden was in all those meetings. Where is all that information? Because now it's costing us American lives. All of that we said, no, oh, it's Tucker. Oh, it's just Fox News. Oh, no, that they don't know what they're talking about. Look what's happening. We're losing the country, the whole foundation of the country is shifting. And Bernie Sanders wants that. Presley and AOC, they want that. They want Ilhan Omar. They hate America. They want that. But when you start killing service members because of your stupidity and your ill planning, now we really got a problem. It's starting to cost American lives. Not to mention, we haven't even seen the effects, what's going on with the illegal aliens coming across the border with this Wuhan virus. We haven't seen the effects of that yet. We haven't seen the effects of what terrorists are on our shore because of this idiot that's in the White House. Forgive me for calling names, but I am done, because I gave him the benefit of the doubt. And I'm telling you, I will be your best friend, but so help me God, you cross me, I'm going to be your worst enemy. This guy is evil in the White House. Evil. And there's no way around it. Joe on the radio, 751. Debs on the Rose on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. It looks like we've got some problems out here this morning. Watch for delays on that eastbound BQE getting up toward Atlantic Avenue through that construction zone. Westbound BQE, bumper to bumper down toward the Brooklyn Bridge as well with that ongoing road work. Let's go over to the Cross Island southbound, right at the Grand Central. It's an accident, and traffic is moving slowly as you take a ride over to the Merritt Parkway southbound through Fairfield with an accident cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
There's just enough time left this summer for you to knock out one more home project. But which one? With a Labor Day sales event going on at Blinds.com, you can move new custom window treatments to the top of your list. Right now, Blinds.com is offering up to 45% off everything. Don't miss end-of-season doorbuster deals and our lowest prices on outdoor shades, faux wood blinds, and more. And with deals this good, you can upgrade your whole house with the latest styles, premium materials, and even motorization so you can kick back and watch the leaves change this fall. Whether you do it yourself or have us handle the measuring and installation for you, Blinds.com makes ordering custom window treatments online easy with free samples, free
free shipping and a 100% guaranteed perfect fit. And with 35,000 five-star customer reviews, it's no wonder why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments in the world. Shop our Labor Day sales event going on right now and close out the summer in style. Visit Blinds.com to shop up to 45% off site-wide. That's Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Pay over time with PayPal credit at Blinds.com. PayPal credit is subject to credit approval. Visit Blinds.com/PayPal for details. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When Dr. Lederman came to New York from Harvard, 97% of women in New York were losing their breasts as breast cancer treatment. But 90% of Dr. Lederman's patients with breast cancer were keeping their breasts. Dr. Lederman, an outspoken advocate of breast-saving therapy, educated women about choices. To arm every woman about breast cancer, choices, breast-saving whenever possible and desired. When every hospital thought standard radiation was okay, Dr. Lederman had a better idea. Innovative Dr. Lederman first brought brain radio surgery to New York and body radio surgery to America. Meet Dr. Lederman, breast-conserving therapy over decades. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, about breast cancer treatment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. For a fresh second opinion, call Dr. Lederman. Breast cancer treatment, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Call Dr. Lederman today, 212-CHOICES.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Okay, I'll calm down. Thank God I take Balance in Nature. You know what? I really feel if you build up your immune system, all this stress that is surrounding us, it won't get to you because it's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's all Balance of Nature is. And I know you see the commercials on TV, and it's what it is. You hear Dr. Howard talk about it. And boy, oh boy, it's the best thing, in my opinion, that I've ever done was to take Balance of Nature and to stay on it. I stay on a really rigorous regimen of Balance of Nature. I am meticulous with this, especially when I'm traveling on the road. And I go through with the craziness of travel, the stress, you know, we're doing shows and then we're traveling. And then I come home to come on the radio to have some fun. And then I see this all unfolds in Washington and it's a mess. The stress can really wear you down. Now, if you want to help out a family member, I love this. Why not order Balance of Nature as a gift of good health to your friends and family members? Balance of Nature is the gift that says, I want you around for a long time, right? I want you to be as healthy as possible to enjoy each day of your life to its fullest. Good health is only a phone call away for those you love. It's a great idea. You go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. The promo code is J-O-E, Joe, that's me, Balance of Nature. You want to call Balance of Nature at 800-246-8751. Promo code Joe.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
The Ben Shapiro Show. Weekdays at 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Whoa, can't you see?
Yo, Lundberg is the man. Joey, we got a crazy day today. How are we doing so far, Mr. Lundberg? Yeah, give it to us. What are you thinking, Joe?
Rain. It's going to rain hard today. There may be some breaks in the rain every now and then during the late morning and afternoon hours. But for the most part, just going to rain and rain hard today and tonight. And that's going to lead to flooding all across the tri-state. I mean, we're talking about 3 to 5 inches of rain locally, 6 or 7 inches in some of the hardest hit communities. That means waters are going to be everywhere. So flooded roadways for sure. Some roads are going to become impassable because of flood waters over the top of them from area creeks and streams and however water collects in some of these places. And the flooding is going to linger long after the rain stops late tonight. So this is going to be something that will have a prolonged effect on our weather for a couple of days to come.
All right, Joey, we will keep a lookout. And thank you, my friend. That's Joe Lundberg right there in the Weather Answer Desk. You know, here, I love this. Thank you for writing. I see this. Thank you for your courage. This is from Olga. I enjoy and am inspired by your programming. God bless you. I love your show and all your crew. It's something that is lacking in all of media. No one could do this better than you and your crew. I have the highest praise for your love, your humor, your patriotism, your courage to bring us the truth, great guests, and so much more. And Olga, thank you so much. We appreciate that more than we could tell you. From your kindred spirit, Olga, God bless you, girl, and we appreciate it. We're doing our very, very best during these insane times. Seeing the country slip away, that just pains my heart. You know, in the name of my parents and my grandparents, and we will keep the fight. It is a just mission. Stephen Moore coming up. Dr. Betsy McCoy coming up. Monica Crowley on the show. Chad Wolf on the program. Michael Goodwin, you got the best, and you deserve the best.
right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.